ask you, when is it all going to be over already? And he then goes on to describe to us what will happen at the time of the Geula. So some of the psukim that we did last week describe the Geula. If you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring some of the people back to Eretz Yisrael. He was going to dry up rivers so that they could cross. We compared it to Yeshayahu, and we again realized that Habakkuk probably learned in the Beit Midrash of Yeshayahu Hanavi. And we got to the point where he was going to once again make himself the master of the water. Remember, he was going to uncover the keshet. The keshet, the rainbow. The rainbow, the promise that he made to Noah that there would never be a flood again that destroyed the world. He was would uncover it to the point where, not that he's going to destroy the world with the rainbow, but kibiyachol, he's going to make himself the master. He is the one that directly takes control. And that's really the point of the end of Habakkuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overtly, so that nobody has any question in their minds, overtly takes control of the forces of nature, of the world, of the nations. So he is overtly taking control. He's going to split rivers, if you remember. And when he splits the rivers and he dries them up, that is for, sorry, Martha. Martha is late because of me, everybody. Because I thought there was a good parking place way up close.
It's a long story.
The pasuk that we ended with was pasuk Yud. Ra'ucha yachilu harim. And this is like almost a transition pasuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing good things for Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua. And then we're going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the master of nature, bringing disaster upon the enemies. That's what we're going to read in the next several psukim. I think, hold on, I just want to make sure which pasuk it is. One second. Ra'ucha, Cain. It is the turning point. That's what I was checking. I needed to make sure. Okay, Perek Gimel Chavakuk, last Perek and Chavakuk. Ra'ucha yachilu harim. When they see you, and the see you is a very powerful seeing. It's not it's an active seeing. In other words, it's really seeing. When the mountains will see you, they will rejoice. Zerem mayim avar. They will see as though a stream of water passes. Natan tahom kolo. All that water that you dried up is suddenly there. And the depths tahom, the depths have given their voice. Rom yodehu nasa, and I know it's hard to imagine, the depths lift their hands up high. Rom yodehu, they lift their hands up high, and yes, you should get the feeling of suddenly that water that has been pushed down is about to overflow. It's coming up. And the Malbim says, see, I was checking before to make sure that I had the right pasuk. He tells us, Ata, now, Bo Hatziyur Hasheni. The second description of this perek has come. Eich yitnasu hamayim, the waters will rise. La'alot al rashei haharim, will rise to go over the heads of the mountains. V'lishtof et ha'olam, and wash over the world. La'asot nekama bagoyim, to take vengeance. It's not a flood to destroy the whole world. It's to destroy the enemies of Hashem and the enemies of Israel. I know, but we're here. Don't leave us out. Don't leave us out, right? Okay. V'zeshenemar. And that's why it says that when the mountains will see you, it's actually Yachilu. I made a mistake. I usually translate Yachilu will rejoice, and it's wrong. It is tremble. Tremble. Yes. Yes. So in other words, the mountains will tremble when they see that, because they know that they are going to be overflown, covered over. Better word, right? Shemesh yareach amad zvula. You know what's going to happen? The sun and the moon are going to stay in their place, zvul, in their dwelling place. La'or chitzecha yahalechun, lenoga barak chanitecha. The sun and the moon will shine, but they will not give light. It's as though they're going to stand, you know, with the sun and the moon shone and gave light when Yehoshua told the sun and the moon to stop. He made the day, if you remember, he thought that they shouldn't fight on Shabbat, Yehoshua. But they continued to give light. But at this time, at the end of days, when the sun and the moon stand still, they will not give light. And the light will come from La'or Chitzecha Yahalechon. And they, meaning the people, will go by the light of your chitzim, your arrows. In other words, they'll snap, you know, from the swiftness of the arrows. Lenoga, to the reflected light of Barak Chanitecha, of the metal of the swords. In other words, the cutting part, what do you call it? Come on. The knife part of the swords that shine. Blade. The blade. I knew it was a word that we all knew. Yes. So in other words, the flashing of the arrows and the flashing of the blades of the sword are going to give the light. It'll be the only light that they have. Bizaam titzad aretz. Ba'af. Tadush goyim. There are going to be all the words of anger that we have in Mitzrayim. We're going to have Za'am, we're going to have Evra, we're going to have Af. With the anger of Hashem Tzitzad Aretz, you will stride. It should give a feeling again of mastery, right? Ba'af, with anger you will trample goyim. And please understand that it means, when it says goyim, not just stam goyim, but the people who have been the enemies of Hashem all through the years. The people that have been the enemies of Hashem and the enemies of Am Yisrael. Those are the people, when we say goyim, those are the people that we're referring to. Excuse me? Here there's no trembling. Trembling was the mountains before. Now he's going to trample. Trample. Tadush. You will trample. Yatzata li yesha amecha. You went out to give, to save your people. Li yesha et meshichecha. And to save your anointed one, yes, it will be the time that there will appear the appointed people, the anointed people, Mashiach, right, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know, notice that there's very little description, but what we're talking about, whenever it is a warlike scene, then we're talking about something that's not described a lot. We're going to get into it in Zechariah, the idea of a Mashiach ben Yosef figure who is always described as being involved in battle. So in the midst of battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are going to step strongly upon the earth. You are going to come to bring a saving to your people and to your Mashiach. Machatzta rosh mi beit rasha. You will cut off the head of the house of the evil one. Arot yisod ad savar sela. And you will uncover the foundations of the world until the yisod sela. This is not what he's asking for. This is the nevuah. Remember that there was a little bit of a question. It was last week. I get mixed up sometimes, but I always listen to the previous week's tape so that I know what I'm doing. Otherwise, I would never know. So it's a good thing that I have the tape. That's why I have to have it. But we had the question come up last week. When it says tefillah, please do not get confused, because tefillah very often, and I had given the example of tefillat Chana. When it says Vatit Palel Chana, she is not asking for anything. When Chana, it's easier, I think, to understand with Chana. When Chana was asking for a child, that was before. That was before she asked for a child, right? Now, when it says, Vatitpalel Chana Vatomar, Alat Slibi Vashem, my heart rejoices, she's not asking for anything. She's praising Hashem, and she is getting, at that moment that Chana is standing the Beit HaMikdash, she is getting nevuot about the entire future of Am Yisrael. Chavakuk now, his only personal addition is when he says, I made a mistake. That first line, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have complained, forget it, God. And then, of course, he is, in whatever way, because we don't really understand the way the Navi accepts, how did the Nevuah come to him, but he is getting this huge, overwhelming Nevuah about the end. What is going to happen at the end? We will see. It's very, very interesting. It's a little hard at the end. No, I'm not going to tell you ahead of time. Forget I said that.
You forgot about it.
You forgot. He is getting nevuah. He is not praying for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, Chavakuk, I gave you a very difficult nevuah because I know that it hasn't been very clear. I gave you a difficult nevuah because I didn't give you any years and I didn't give you any details. There will be many enemies that are going to come upon Am Yisrael. But I want you to know and also write down that at the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a huge Yeshua to Am Yisrael, and the people that were the enemies of Hashem are going to be punished. No, I didn't. Why it's called the tefillah is a very, you know, I just don't know. I have to think about it. Not only think about it, I have to go say to somebody, help, like I look at all the Mepharshim and stuff.
No, I mean,
but
I'm just looking back, and Ibn Ezra says,
see?
Something you didn't want to tell us.
No, no. Well, what did? I want you to read it clearly.
Oh no, because you said
yes.
You didn't want to tell the bad news. So okay, Tfila zot beruach nevuah shenemra v'hu mitnabe al ra'a sheniye kasher yitvarer b'sof ha'tfila. V'lo yiye koach liYisrael. You didn't want to give the bad news. Should I stop there?
No, lo yeko. I don't have any answer here. Okay, that's fine. I don't have the Ibn Ezra here because the Malbim version of the Mikrot Gedolot puts the Malbim in, and there's no room for anything after you put in the Malbim. So I'm going to go home. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Estelle. But I think that the Ibn Ezra explained not why it's called a tefillah. It can't be that easy, right? But the fact that it's called a tefillah, though what it is that he's saying is a nevuah that is bringing, unfortunately, some negative things. You'll see what he means very soon, very soon. So as far as why it's called a tefillah, I wish I could answer you. But I'm going to beg off, but I will try to find out. It's called a tefillah, and I probably could give you, if I would sit down and think a little, but I don't have time, some other examples of where something is called a tefillah. But I can't remember now, something just came into my head. There's something with the Chana. It's called a tefillah, but it's not a tefillah in the way that we normally understand tefillah. When we think of tefillah, we think, what is tefillah? That's in the middle. Shevach, Bakasha, Hodaya. Can't hear you, though.
I'm sorry. The first couple of things really are actually about the rest of it.
Yeah, well, he's not really asking for anything, though. However, give me a little time. You know, a couple of years. Okay? Oh, that's true. He is asking. Wait, that's so good, Dove.
What did he say?
Wow. You know, I have to tell you guys something. This is why I like to have interchange of ideas in a group, because everybody says things that are so important, and everything that everybody says adds to the hopper. You got to listen to each other, because I get all the good out of this.
But I didn't hear what he said.
I'm going to repeat it, and I'm going to, it's great. The beginning really is a tefillah, is what Dov told us. Listen, tefillah l'chavakuk, right? I went to the beginning, Hanavi, al shigyonot, about the mistakes that he made, nachon? Okay. Hashem shamati shimacha, Hashem, I heard your message. Yoreti Hashem pa'olcha. But I'm afraid of the things that you're going to do. Bekerev shanim chayehu, and then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're telling me that there's a long history at the end of Am Yisrael, that's going to face Am Yisrael, nothing is going to be so copacetic so soon. I'm asking you, Bekerev Shanim, in the midst of all the years, Chayehu, keep him alive, keep Am Yisrael alive. Bekerev Shanim Todiyah, And sometimes in the midst of all those long years of history, please make known your strength publicly, remember? Keep him alive during the years when you don't do overt miracles. And make yourself known from time to time. Beroges rachem tizkor. And when you're angry, remember your compassion. Remember your midah of compassion. So he is asking. And then he goes on to the nevuah. So what we need to do is we need to put it all together. Thank you very much. We need to put it all together to see why this whole thing is called the tefillah. Using, of course, the very famous Vatitpalel Chana, because that's the most famous example of something that is totally nevuah. And we'll look further. Thank you. Thank you for pushing me. It's okay. I can take it. I'm a strong girl. Okay, where are we? Okay. Oh, we were in the middle of that parak Yud Gimel, that pasuk Yud Gimel, where he talks about, if you remember, Yatzata liyesha amecha, you went out, you came out to give a savior to your nation, to save your Mashiachcha, your Mashiach. Machatzta rosh mi beit rosha, you smashed. Machatzta smashed, not just broke. You smashed the head of the house of the evil one, or wrote yisod ad savar sela. In other words, you cut off the head so that you revealed the foundations. In other words, totally destroy so that you cut off the head. But I want you to see, please, that yes, he is referring to Mashiach as we understand it. Yatzat, I'm reading you the Malbim. V'zeyihye be'et ha-ge'ula. And this is going to be at the time of Geula. We have water. Be'et sheyatzata liyesha et amecha. Is quoting the time that you went out to save your people. Uliyesha et mashiachcha, and to save your Mashiach. Ki az yitgale hamelech hamashiach, because then the king Mashiach will be revealed, v'yilachem milchamot Hashem, and he will fight the wars of Hashem, v'Hashem yoshi'ehu, and Hashem will help him and save him. And we certainly hope that that's the way it's going to work out with Mashiach ben Yosef. Va'az machatz tarosh mi beit rasha. And then you're going to smash the head of the house of the rasha, but you are going to uncover the foundations. In other words, you're not just going to destroy the leadership, but you're going to destroy all of the Rishayim. Yudalid, Nakafta b'matav rosh perazav yisaru lahafitzeni alitzutam kamo le'echol ani b'mistar. Whoa, whoa. Okay, nakafta is you make a hole, nekev, right? Nakafta, I'm going to read this from the Malbim because I don't remember it clearly. Ah, okay, I do remember it clearly. We are coming to part three. So we had part one after the tefillah, Part one was the Yeshua of Yisrael. Part two that we just did was the destruction of the Goyim. And we are now coming to part three, which Estelle gave us a little hint about when she started reading the Ibn Ezra, that I don't want to even guess at because I want it in front of me. Okay? Which is the part that is difficult. That's what we're up to. So basically, Atah Yedaber Al Ha'itim She'ya'avru Tzarot Rabot V'ra'ot Al Yisrael. This is hard. He is now going to talk about the times that there will pass a lot of evil, a lot of tzaras, a lot of troubles on Yisrael. V'yishtefu al rosham hamayim hazidonim, and that water, mayim zidonim, is the water that's false. The water that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on the Rishaim, but sometimes when he puts it on the Rishaim, then it also goes on the Tzaddikim as well. That's what happens. And so he said, the water is going to come on their heads. It'll be fine. You saw I was good. Okay. V'ze yiye b'meshech zman hagalut b'shnei panim. This is going to be, in the time of galut, exile, in two ways. Aleph. Be'et shehitasfu ha'amim lahashmid ulahachrit shem Yisrael. At the time that all of the nations will gather to destroy even the name of Yisrael.
Haven't we been there?
Yeah, we've been there.
We're still there.
V'hargu otam b'chol minei mitot. Isn't this scary? And they will kill them in all kinds of deaths, kashot v'chamurot. Difficult. The Malbim lived a long time before the Holocaust. And they will kill them in all kinds, with all kinds of difficult deaths. Vayishme'elim be'et kam nevi'ehem. Did you get it? And the Yishme'elim, at the time that their Navi rose, shehit asfu kulam levala ulahashkit et Yisrael, that they all rose to totally destroy Yisrael, bishmadot va'avdon. They decided that they were going to kill all of Yisrael by trying to convert them. Shmad, we use the terminology. So it's going to happen in two ways. Sometime it'll be, and I'm going to translate, a religious war, where all of the nations will rise up against Am Yisrael from a religious point of view, because we refuse to accept their God. And bet, the other time it's going to happen, is ba'et shelo hishmidu otam bishmat klali, and it'll sometimes be different when they haven't been able to totally destroy them in the general shmad, and I'm going to translate shmad as a religious war. I think that that's a good way to translate it. ובכל זאת אכלו אותם בכל פה, and they still consume them with every mouth, meaning fully consume them, במסתרים, secretly, quietly, ולקחו את רכושם וממונם, they take their property, they take their money, ועל זה אמר, and on this he's saying, he's going to go to the Pasuk now. So the introduction that the Malbim is giving to this section, which is the last section of Habakkuk, the last section of this perek is, however, ladies and gentlemen, it's true that at the end of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Yeshua to Yisrael and bring destruction to the Rishaim. But before that happens, there are going to be some tough times. And in those tough times, there's going to be two distinct types of destruction. Why don't we say types of war that will come upon Am Yisrael. One of them will be a Milchemet Shmad, open religious type of war. And he gave the example of like when Mohammed arose and really overtly and openly wanted to kill all the Jews that didn't accept this new religion that he was bringing to them. And the second way will be just by wearing them away, just by economically, socially not allowing them to live. Constant wearing them away.
War of attrition.
Attrition, good. Vizesha Amar Nokavta. And that's what Habakkuk is saying. He's saying, Nakavta, remember, was like you could make a hole. Pierce, you will pierce. I knew that there was a way to say it. Hainu, ba'eit shedibarta ve'gazarta. That means at the time that you spoke and you decreed, b'matav rosh prazav, he's taking the words from the pasuk. Ba'et sheha'amim hitu motot kanfeyem v'chayeloteyem. I'm going to go a little bit further before I translate, forgive me. Ratzolamar ba'et sehishpashtu shehitpashtu Roshe Prazav, Hainu, notice he keeps on Hainu. Hainu Mispar Gedudav, at the time that the nations are going to set up the armies, that's what's going on, but Matav, Rosh Prazav, the heads of all their hordes of people in the army. Asher hitasfu me'orei haprazot, that come from the open cities, ratzalomar be'eit shehitpashtu ha'amim hamonim hamonim. All of the nations are going to gather. Hamon, give me a good word for hamon.
Droves.
Droves. The nations are going to gather. When it says the open cities, it's as though get a picture of people coming from all the open cities fully armed. Think about swords and spears and horses coming from all over. Shehit pashtu me'orei haprazot lalechet el. You ready? Yerushalayim. Okay, so you pierce through the midst, like mist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're piercing through all of the history that's going to happen, and you're saying this is going to happen. There will come a time when everybody will gather, when horse droves is a better word, droves of people will come from all of the cities all over the world. And they will gather and they will march and get this mental picture of everybody armed, because when it says b'matav, it's with their arms. They're coming with their arms, with their tools of war, and they're marching on Yerushalayim to conquer Eretz Yisrael. V'chein ba'et shehit pashtu gedudei hayishma'elim lilchom milchemet emunatam. And that's going to be at the same time that the Yishma'elim are going to gather again to fight their war of emunah, their religious war. V'az nakafta yisaru l'hafitzeni. That's from the pasuk again. Ratzalamar di barta hagzeira. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you made this gezeira, you made this decree. Shehagdudim ha'ele yisaru al Yisrael lahafitzotam ulegarsham min ha'aretz ulaabdam. These gedudim, these groups of people, these groups of armed soldiers, and you have two kinds. You're going to have the ones that are armed to fight, and you're going to have the ones that also want it to be a religious war. We'll all gather on Yerushalayim, right? And they are going to storm on Yisrael for one reason, to get them out, lahafix, to scatter them, ulagarsham in the aretz, and to chase them out of the land, ulaabdem, and to wipe them out. Kikain yeh, that's going to be, shebachol eit shehitasfu hamonim rabim lilachem al emunatam, anytime that hamonim droves, I like her word, will gather to fight for their religion, asu hereg rav b'Yisrael. They always killed a lot of Yisrael. Think, the Yishma'elim are not the only. They're not the only example. Think about the Crusaders and you got the picture. Think about the Crusaders. So there's this scary idea that there's going to unfortunately come a time before the Yeshua, and before the Yeshua, there is going to be this time when it's not going to just be the Crusaders, because there's going to be a double war. One is going to be a war for faith, and the other is going to be a war just maybe territory. Yeah, territory, belongings, all the other things that people fight about. Oh, be'et shaloish midu otam b'farhesia, or at the time that they don't openly destroy them. B'chozot, alitzutam, he goes back to the pasuk, alitzutam kamo le'echol ani b'mistar. He says, you know what's going to make them happy? Alitzutam, aliza, right? What's going to make them happy? Hayakol simchatam im yuchlu le'echol ani echad b'Yisrael. If they could just get rid of one poor person, it'll make them happy. Ani echad b'Yisrael b'mistarim. Shehagam shelo hargu kulam b'farhesya achlu et ha'aniyim shelahem b'mistarim. Even if they couldn't get all of them openly, it made them happy if they killed a few Jews here and there b'mistarim, quietly. It says b'farhesya, openly and quietly. You can see why I had trouble with this pasuk. Aside from the fact that the words are difficult, it is a very terrible idea that he just brought up. Basically, he is saying very simply, Rabboni Shalom, you made a gezeira, it's an additional gezeira. And that additional gezeira is that before the Yeshua and before the enemies of Yisrael, we said this, but I'm going to say it again, before the enemies of Yisrael are destroyed, there is going to come a very bad time for Am Yisrael. People are going to come from all of the cities fully armed. They will want to fight against Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. They will want to scatter them, and they will only be happy if they can do a little bit of damage even to one poor Jew someplace. Darachta bayam susecha. I'm going to the next pasuk. It's like unbelievable. You brought your horses into the sea. Chomer mayim rabim. Into the great waters, much water. I want to read it to you. At the time that you're going to bring your horses into the water, listen to this. Lo yivaka hayam milfanecha kamo bimei kedem. The sea will not split before you, Am Yisrael, like it did in days of yore. Rak behefech, but rather the opposite. Hamayim yehemu. The Yechmeru, the strength of the water will be all around you. Hayam Yirash, the Yigash. It's going to roar right over you. Shezem Melitza, Eit Yitnasu Hamayim Hazidonim Bipkudat Hashem. That it's talking about that the water, according to the Pkudat, the Tzivuy of Hashem, are going to rise up, v'lo yikanu mipachad Hashem, and they're not going to be afraid of Hashem, but yirashu hamayim lahatpia et Yisrael b'sha'on hamayim. So it's as though, and it's describing, because you know when it says water, it's not necessarily water. If you are going to go into the water to run away from your enemies, Am Yisrael, the water will not split before you like it did previously. The water will be all around you. You will be tossed about by the water. You will feel the strength of the water all around you. It will seem as though the water has a mind of its own and is going to engulf you. And if you don't get it, the Malbim is going to tell you it's also talking about Gog u'Magog. I need to warn you that we're going to have a little bit of this. Gog and Magog, yep, we're going to have some of it. We're going to have a lot of it. And it's really talking about the Mashal, is that we're talking about the time that the nations will gather, and he's using the idiom, he's using the Mashal of water engulfing you to be all of the nations at the time of Milchemet Gog u'Magog, b'mayim rabim kabirim, strong, forceful water, v'lo yanuchu miza'apam, and it will seem as if the water will never rest from its anger. Rak yehemu yachmeru meimav levala ulahashchit et Yisrael. But it will seem as though the waters of the river will be just yehemu, will be roaring in order to destroy Yisrael, to overcome, to destroy. And the Navi has a reaction. He says, Shamati, Vatirgaz bitni. I heard about it, and my stomach trembled, right? Lekol tsalalu svatai yavo rakav ba'atzamai. He's saying my belly is trembling to the sound of that water. I feel that there is rakav. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Where you rakav, you know. Rot. I forgot, totally forgot the word. Where there will come rot.
R-O-T.
In other words, my very bones, there's going to be rot in my bones. V'tachti ergaz, and underneath me I will tremble. Asher anuach liyom tzara. La'alot la'am yigudenu. The Navi is saying, Rabbanu Shalom, what are you showing me? What are you showing me here? How can I give over this nevuah? He says, this is impossible. Shamati she'ur hakatuv. What does this pasuk mean? Shamati vatirgaz bitni. My belly is trembling. Yavo rekev ba'atzamai. The rat came into my bones. V'tachti ergaz l'kold solalu svatai. He changed the order of the words. Let me tell it to you the way he explains it. Ratzalomar ki Yisrael yihyeh kabbalah yibiyadehem. Yisrael will have a kabbalah, a tradition that will come down to them. She'i efshar sheyigalu rak mitoch tzarot gdolot v'ra'ot. That it's impossible for them to be redeemed except with great troubles. Shehem chevle Mashiach. That these are the pangs of Mashiach. Sheyidmu kechevle yoleda. That are compared to the pangs of birth. Shekol sheyigdalu achavalim kein tigdal atikva. Ki Yeshua krova sheyulad havlad. That the greater the pangs are, the greater the hope grows, because you feel that the baby is almost born. So you feel that the Yeshua is almost here. Ukmosha katuv. Kmo harat hikrav leledet tachil tizak b'chavaleha. And it's just like when a pregnant woman comes close to her birth, then she has to actually cry out and scream, right? And he gives other psukim from other neviim that this is what happens, that the tzarot hem siman hatshua b'hagula. The tzarot are a sign that the tshua, that the saving, the geula, the redemption, is coming closer. V'zeh shekatuv l'kol tzlulei svatai she'oz siftei ha'uma yitzlulu dibur amok ha'metzaltzel ba'aznayim u'mahakol. Am Yisrael, their lips will ring with a very deep statement. And what will it be that they say? Asher anuach liyom tzara, shebe'et yavo yom tzara, az anuach min hagalut. I am going to rest when, I'm going to accept rest, I don't know if that's a good translation, on the day of trouble. Because I know that when the day of trouble comes, it means the geula is coming very close. Shahatzarahu siman el hamenucha v'hageula. Because the tzarot are a sign for menucha, and menucha here is like Shabbat menucha, that feeling of
peace,
everything good, tranquility, good. La'alot la'am, what is this? Yigudenu, shahatzara, hi muchenet la'alot el ha'am, asher yigudenu gedudim v'yitasfu l'milchemet Gog u'Magog. That the sign, what we're talking about when we say the tzara, is we're talking about troops, droves of enemies coming and gathering to fight the battles of Gog u'Magog. Aleihem ta'aleh hatzara, and the tzara is coming on them, v'ani anuach, but I will be at rest. Kol zeh tzalelu sfatei ha'uma be'et hatzara. And there's an amazing word here, I'm having trouble. V'yitnachamu bazeh. They will console themselves with this. When these terrible tzarot will come upon Am Yisrael, when all of the nations will gather, when the nations will gather to destroy them, chase them out of the land and destroy them, then there was their words that will come out of their lips that they will console themselves with. And the words that come out of their lips that they console themselves with are, I know that the worse the tzarot become, the closer is the geula. The more we are suffering, the closer the geula is coming.
Like Rabbi Akiva,
laughing, yes.
Happy when he sees the fox.
The foxes come out of the Beit HaMikdash, yes. I just want to finish this Malbim, please. Shebitni v'chol evarai yirgazu min hakol hazeh. He's saying the sound of Am Yisrael using this as nechama is what's making my stomach tremble. It's what's making my limbs shake. Asher yitzalzel ba'aznehem. In other words, these words that are ringing in their ears. She'i efshar lahem lahoshea. That is impossible for Yeshua to come. Rak mitoch tzarot gedolot. Only through terrible tzarot. We have three more psukim, which we're obviously not going to finish today because they're heavy. This is the worst section.
But there were quite a number of this, even starting. I mean, so he was before the Korban Brit Shani, certainly. So at that time we have.
Just a second.
We had the Muslim, and we had the Crusades, and we had, I mean, how many Muslims is it? Which one is he talking about? He's talking about all of them. But with each of these, each of those terrible times, it was supposed to be like Chevlei HaMashiach, but that's thousands of years. A spread of.
This is exactly the Nevuah of Habakkuk.
It's not just one time.
When in Perek Bet, no, it's Perek Aleph. When in Perek Aleph, when Hashem says to him, there's a long history that's in front of Am Yisrael. It's Perek Aleph right away. That's what he opens with. This is his... This is his nevuah. His nevuah is exactly what you're saying. A lot of history, a lot of water is going to flow. A lot of stuff is going to happen. And one of the things he says, and notice he said it's a Kabbalah. It's something that's a tradition that has been handed down to us. And that is that before the Yeshua comes, there are going to be terrible times. Yes, you're right, there were a lot. But that proves.
After each one, we had the feeling, you know, we had hope. And that was, you know, it.
Didn't we think that after the Holocaust was over and everything, that was it, the Yeshua was here? We definitely did. So Darabah, I know it was difficult. A little more.
Cycles. He says this is